local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Good evening there, Bob Country. Brandon Backstrom checking in. Well hydrated and air conditioned. I hope you're comfortable on this Sunday evening. Man, it is hot out there, and it's even hotter in here because we got Troy Castellano with us. Troy, welcome back to the Homegrown Show.
Hey, good evening. Happy Sunday to everybody.
How long you been up in town here?
We got up Tuesday.
And when do you head back?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? So just a nice little run here in the hometown.
It's a 14-hour drive from Tennessee, and so you got to bookend driving days.
Yeah.
Usually drive in the day, get in later in the evening, and then you have the time in between, and then it's another day drive back. But
I like a good road trip, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I have to carry things, you know, guitars and merchandise.
Bringing
and
gear.
PA, yep.
And so you were performing this weekend.
Yeah.
Where were you at?
I actually did a really fun gig. I didn't know what to expect, but it was at a senior living home.
Okay. Those are great.
Yeah.
The people are very appreciative.
And those elderly people, I mean, and they're not like always, you know, physically challenged by any means, but
right.
They are wise, man.
Yeah.
They have lived some years, and it's fun to talk to them and just, like, you know, introducing myself and my music to them. That was really cool. And I actually seen some friends of my mom. My mom passed away in December, but there was some friends that are in there, old school teachers, because it was in my hometown.
Sure.
You know, they invited me to play there. But yeah, that was Wednesday. And then Friday I played at the local VFW, which was a stomping ground hangout for me. And it's always, you know, good to support veterans in that way too.
Absolutely.
And we had a packed house. It was nuts. It really is humbling, and I'm super grateful because they come there to see me and listen to my stories, and it's really like 3 hours I play and tell stories, and that gets, you know, how can you keep somebody captive with a lot of songs that they don't know?
Right.
You
gotta be good, and I know you got the goods.
Well, I think I'm a good BSer and storyteller, and then last night was at a winery which sold out, which was really cool. That's what I'm saying. I'm so grateful that people even care, you know.
That's awesome that you can come up from Nashville. Is that where you're at then?
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Yep, yeah, live in Nashville.
And, you know, you come back home, you got a bunch of gigs waiting for you, people waiting to see you. And that they're doing the old folks home. That is like a special gig. And those people, they're just happy to have someone there to talk to. And they, I'm sure, yeah, like you said, you got stories and you got songs. Well, so do they.
And they're like, you know, oh, you grew up in this area too? And I said, yep. And they go, you wouldn't remember this, but back then, and the stories are really cool to hear too.
Well, that's great, man. And I love that you're kicking out some new music. We've been talking a little bit before the show. You got an album coming out that sounds pretty awesome.
I got a brand new record. I'm doing vinyl for the first time. And what I should have known, because I've had records throughout my life, but you can only fit 44 minutes on there.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, for me, that'd be about 11 songs. If it was Deep Purple, it'd be 3 or Led Zeppelin. But anyway, I figured that out too. But the album is called Beautiful Blur, and it's something that I've been saying lately. It's like, it's not just about Friday and Saturday night music. It's about all the days in between the weekend and real life. So, and Beautiful Blur is the title track, but it will only come out with that record when it does come out. So
do you have a date for it yet? Or
August 29th, I believe. I'll have vinyl in my hands before it goes digital.
That's state fair time.
That's right. Maybe I will have them before then. I do not have it nailed down, but I'm also doing the digital release, and then there's a companion CD, which will be the deluxe version, which can fit all 15 songs that I want to put out. But it's really exciting because those are life songs. It's not me chasing Music Row and hoping for a cut kind of a
right. Right, this just is a catchy hit or whatever. It's
there's some of those on
life
there, though.
Sure, yeah.
But I've been in this season of writing about real life. That's what I say, like
hardworking songs, relationships.
Yeah. And just, you know, where I'm at in life and how many things that, you know, the things I've gained wisdom on, the things that we've got through, you know.
Life is all about the journey, you know, and like that's there are ups and downs involved in that.
Yeah.
But they're both important.
You know, what's funny. This is a little Nashville and songwriting thing. When I first went there and I'd play songs, you know, like we all like to kind of vent a little bit. We all maybe will be writing a woe is me song or this sucks or that sucks. And one of the guys on that was a mentor to me, Ralph Murphy, he's like, you know what? People live that. They don't want to hear about that all day long. You know, you got to lift them up. But I've also realized the flip side of that is everybody wants to hear that. Oh, I'm not the only one that goes through.
I like
this
the
stuff.
Catharsis kind of thing. You're like, I want to listen to sad songs when I'm sad, happy songs when I'm happy. I want to hear songs about working hard and
some of you that's been through things that you've been through.
I don't need you to lift me up all the time.
Yeah,
I want to relate to you.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah,
that's a perfect way to put it.
Well, let's get a taste right now. Some Troy Castellano. The song's called Here We Are, Babe. Anything you want to say about this tune?
This is based on a true story of me and my wife. You know, it's not easy to stick together through life. You know how many couples have got divorced. They throw in the towel. We've been near that, but, you know, we've been together now almost 33 years. We've been married, and, like, I mean, it sounds like a long time, but we were really high school sweethearts. We've been together since we were kids. And so the song was based on, like, man, looking back, here we are through all this stuff.
You know? I love it. Here we are, babe. Brand new music from Troy Castellano on the Homegrown Show, Total Country Bob FM.
It was a July summer night, bonfires and million lights, way back on a night we hardly remember. They said that sweethearts can last forever.
Lindsay.
And this is Jolene.
We are the Farmer's Daughters,
and you're listening to The Homegrown Show
on Total Country Bob FM.
Birdwatcher, This Love, Total Country, Bob FM. Brandon Backstrom here, hanging out with Troy Castellano in studio. And this is a dangerous thing. Whenever I have somebody on the studio that we really click and we really start talking off air, we're just rolling and going. And then it's like, oh, we got to jump on air and do a little of this.
Yep.
So you're heading back to Nashville tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's on the schedule coming up here? What do you got looking forward to?
Oh, I'm playing. So I have a band down there. I wish I could bring them up here at some point. Next on the list is playing the world famous Kimbrough's Pickin' Parlor. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
It's in Franklin, Tennessee, and it's a small joint, but they embrace the original music down there. And Franklin's just an amazing, you know, city right there, just south of Nashville. You go in there and you see pictures of Vince Gill. Somebody just sent me a clip of Billy Ray Cyrus. He just did a movie in there in Kimbrough's. And And then there's another, like, do you know who Derek St. Holmes is? So Derek St. Holmes was.
I know Derek St. Hubbins.
He was, oh, yeah. From Spinal Tap. Yeah. Derek St. Holmes is the singer from the first Ted Nugent record. So, Hey Baby. Oh,
okay, yeah, yeah.
Just What the Doctor Ordered, Stranglehold. But right. He plays there every Thursday night. I mean, once a month. And then I go in there, this is a guy that I've been covering his music all his life. And it's just really a cool place where celebrities go and play, and it gets packed out with about 30 people.
Well, I know, like, Broadway and stuff in Nashville has really turned into the tourist trap. It's not kind of the, you know, the actually rootsy sort of music central that it was at one point. So it sounds like it's sort of the outskirts are where you find that, or like in Franklin, where you can get that real sort of experience and not just a tourist attraction.
100%. Broadway is just cover land. Just cover land music.
Which is cool. And like people want to.
You can go make a living down there. It's nothing that I'm really interested in. I mean, we have fun down there and whatnot, but it's like, yeah, everything's on the outside. But what's really cool lately is I play downtown at a place called Puckett's. It's like two blocks off of Broadway there, and I play all originals, and people come in there. I just played there Saturday night before last, and people come in there. They're coming in to get dinner. They don't know I'm playing, and then they go, oh, this is all original. We love this, and they'll stay, and they'll come up to me afterwards, and they'll say, man, we've been down on Broadway. We've heard that music all our life, and we came in here, and we heard you and talking about songwriting and songs we've never heard, and we're like, that's what we want to explore in Nashville.
Yeah.
Is where songs are born.
So what would be your advice to anybody who is heading to Nashville for the first time, whether it be as a musician or somebody who's just going to check out the scene down there?
Don't move there. No.
Don't move there.
I only say that for selfish reasons.
Just trying to gatekeep Nashville.
The traffic has just like gotten out of hand. It literally has grown. I moved there in 2014.
Well, I know just recently there was a zebra running around the roads down there.
Yeah, there was. Murfreesboro, yep. I thought it was just a meme, but it was true.
Yeah, true. A zebra just touring Nashville.
Yeah. No, Nashville is great for anybody that wants to go there. And this is across the board with life. If you got dreams you want to chase and you're healthy, you know, don't worry so much about the money and life and jobs and security. Go take a risk. Go jump. Go do that shit for, excuse me, go do that stuff for a while. And just, you can always come back to real life if you want, but
right.
but jump, go for it.
You
got to
put yourself out there.
Go for it.
I like that. Go for it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep, like, speaking of, you know, we got a songwriter here in Troy Castellano. I dabble a little bit, and I wrote a tune with some friends here, and we're going to play it right now. It's R.J. Graff. The song's called Anywhere But Here, written by myself, Greg Huberty, and R.J. Graff. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
5 in the morning, head east or straight to California. Jump in the sand and get sunburned, living on a boss's dime. Or shoot down to Texas, stay in Laredo, where the wild horses roam in Yellowstone. I don't care, just anywhere but here. No, I don't care, just anywhere but here.
Hey, it's Chad Edwards, and you're listening to the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Calling me back home on the Homegrown Show, Total Country Bob FM, hanging out with Troy Castellano, fresh up from Nashville, was here for just about a week or so, a little under a week.
You know what, by the way, I love hearing all this Midwest-made music right here tonight in the studio. That's awesome. Hitchville, yeah.
I'm proud of it. We're all proud of it. You know, this is just a great community to be a part of. So much.
I'm in good company with all these amazing music makers.
And we were talking a little off the air about the Midwest CMO, just an excellent organization full of people who support each other and encourage each other and play with each other. Like I love that they I think it was new this year. Maybe it was the year before or two, but when they did the collaboration award, there's an award for that.
Yeah, it was this year, I believe. Yeah.
And because there's so much of that going on, and it's just a very supportive environment, which I don't think you get in every genre of music, in every market across the country. There's a lot of competition and a lot of whatever.
Yeah.
But here it's like we're all just having fun playing with each other.
Yeah, and just have each other's backs and encourage each other, you know. We all need the encouragement to keep going. You know, it's not an easy business full of rejection, you know, and you need every bit of little support.
I think the whole networking and all that is such an important part of it, and it's an often overlooked part that you got to do. It's part of the gig, too. It's like when you're an artist, you know, you're not just on stage singing and playing songs. You wear a lot of hats. You're doing promotion stuff, website stuff, booking things, whatever. You're working all over the place. One of those other jobs is networking and getting to know people and working with each other.
Yeah, and supporting.
So people who want to support you, Troy, where do they go? Where do they find you?
So simple. TroyCastellano.com. Everything is there. You can get to all the social media, all the streaming. That's the best place to go. Troy Castellano. It's TROYCASTELLANO.
I remember the first time I read it, I wanted to pronounce it Castellano.
Yeah.
That double
there
L.
is a Spanish version of it, too. My dad told me when I was learning to read and write, he's like, learn to spell your name, son, because you're going to be spelling it for everybody.
Well, that's, you know, again, it feels like that should go without saying, but it's not. That's a great thing to point out. You are going to be spelling it
hard
forever.
To spell, sometimes hard to say, but it's unique, so it's easy to find.
Yeah.
That's a blessing right there.
Troy Castellano. More with Troy on the Homegrown Show coming up after this short break.
Steve, why haven't you called Owl Auto Glass to get that cracked windshield fixed?
Oh, I will. I'm just waiting for a nice day.
Steve, are you cracked?
No, Owl Auto Glass will come out and fix it right here.
True, Owl Auto Glass will come out to fix many windshields, but with newer cars, some have to go into the shop for calibration. That crack is slowly getting more dangerous. Don't wait. Schedule Owl Auto Glass to get your windshield fixed right now.
Fast, professional, and locally owned Owl Auto Glass. The insurance-approved windshield and glass experts.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this, you can score tees for just $5.99, bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Listen up, Bob Country. I got some news for you. The Godfather's Pizza Crew's cooking up something special. It's the carryout caper. $4 off a large pizza when you mention you heard this ad on Bob. Just give the number 763-560-2667 a ring and make it snappy. This ain't just pizza. It's a flavor heist. Godfather's Pizza in Brooklyn Park. A pizza you can't refuse. 763-560-2667. Grab a slice, wise guy. Time to dig in.
Godfather's Pizza.
Do it.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exterior Studios. Need new roofing, siding, or windows? Barnhouse has financing options as low as $100 a month. More at BarnhouseExteriors.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Sometimes I gotta fill the tank, hit the road and let that motor crank. Play a song that I know so well, one I need when I hurt like hell. The highway becomes my friend, the miles, yeah, they help me, man. Getting over my last heartbreak, learning from my mistakes. Put the past where it belongs, in the rear view, so I can move on. Yeah, I think and drive, that's how I let go. One-on-one with God, confessing what weighs on me, so he knows how to guide this ride. With headlights cut through the night, to navigate my life, I think and drive. The county lines, they take the way right off my mind. When the gas gauge gets run low, it's time to turn and head back home. I'm coming from a new perspective, ready to change direction.
Think and drive. Troy Castellano on the Homegrown Show, and we're hanging out with Troy tonight, and we're going to be hanging out with Troy later this summer at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. This is the first official announcement, as far as I'm aware, that we've made, is that Troy Castellano will be playing August 24th.
Awesome.
Which is a Sunday, so that means you're doing double duty, sir.
The premiere announcement.
You're going 3 to 4 on the Bob stage and then hanging out with me again on the Homegrown Show.
That's right. Thank you so much for that invite, man. It means a lot to me to even ask me to come.
We got
play.
An awesome lineup, and we'll be unleashing all of that on Bob Country here pretty soon. But I figured since you're here, we might as well throw it out there that you're going to be playing with us at the fair.
Yeah, let's keep promoting that. Let's fill that little area there around the Bob Station.
I can't believe it's already that time of year. I mean, next week, a week from tomorrow, I head up to Ballard's Resort for the Bob FM Summer Walleye Connection. And then it feels like right after that, it's just going to be straight into fair mode. And then before you know it, summer's going to be a thing of the past.
It goes so fast.
Too fast.
Yeah.
And it just started, technically. Friday was the first day of summer, so.
Yeah, that's right. Man, Life is a blur, a beautiful blur.
It is a blur, beautiful blur. Tease on that. That's the album coming out, Troy Castellano. Is that the next time you're going to be up in the cities here is for the fair, or do you got any other
trips? Yep, I'll be up here for the fair. I'm planning a vinyl album release. It's the first time I've printed vinyl. And I've been like, wondering if that's the right thing to do. I'll ask my fans, hey, would you, because it's expensive, would you pay $40 for a record?
Yeah.
You know, and everybody that's responded said yes. So
they're coming back. And again, I think it's sort of a reaction to the streaming situation. Like everything is digital now and it's all on your phone. I miss holding a thing. Yeah. I want the deal. And it doesn't need to be a CD. Whatever. And vinyl, there's just something nostalgic about that, something
dropping
cool.
Dropping a needle.
I have a huge vinyl collection that I'm going to add to with your new record, but right, man, there's something special about holding it.
I will have a copy for you. Yes.
It's awesome. So I'm glad that you're doing that. I'm glad that more people are. It's, the
and
vinyl thing's cool.
And it's a souvenir. It's really a cool piece of somebody's art. It's like holding their painting.
Yep.
Do you want to hear something kind of crazy, too?
Absolutely.
And I just we just kind of did the final burial of my mom. She died back in December, and we buried her ashes this weekend. And it reminded me of like what I'm going to do with my ashes, and I'm going to print records.
That's super cool. Because
you know how you can become a tree, or you can be your ashes can be
pressed
made
into vinyl.
I'm going to do vinyl out of my ashes. And
that's a great idea.
Give each one in my family that wants a copy, and it'll be some of their favorite songs of me.
That's so cool. That's genius.
Hey, you want to meet my dad? And drop the needle on there. Here he is.
Wow. I can't believe that I've never heard that before, that nobody's done that. I've heard other stuff, you know.
Make vinyl records or ash records.
An ash record. Very cool. Well, I'm putting that in my list of possibilities. Up until now, I've just wanted like a Darth Vader burial. Just put me on a pile of wood and light her up.
Yeah. Not a Viking burial?
It's close. You know, I mean, you can maybe throw me out on the water if you want. I don't really care, I guess. I'm done using my body, I'm done with it anyway. Yeah. But I like the idea of a vinyl record.
At least some of the ashes will go there.
Yeah.
Some people go, that's weird. I would go, no, it's not, man. I'm leaving you me.
No more weird than any of the other things that people do.
Yeah.
I mean, just even like a traditional burial seems kind of strange in a way, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so, you're right.
Whatever. Put me in a record. I like it. Do you know the song by, I think it's Todd Snyder, Vinyl Records? Got a dusty old pile of vinyl records.
I don't know
sitting
that
on my floor. Well, you just made me think of it, and it's great. You should check it out.
All right.
All you out there listening in Bob Country, check it out. Vinyl Records. Great tune. I'm going to stop rambling now and get to tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight. This is a song. I love this tune. It's by a gal named Andrea Lynn. Have you ever heard of Andrea Lynn?
I will hear her now.
The song's called Drivin'. It's tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight.
And now, it's time for the Homegrown Show's Studio A Single Spotlight.
Driving away, I see you in the rearview mirror. She smiles at you and it uncovers all the lies. All this time, it should have been so much clearer. Sometimes the heart just can't believe the eyes. The kids, they think that I should stick around. You and me and her all settle down. I'll never tell them anything but good. Say maybe it'll all work out the way it should. Close right now.
Country music on a homegrown country station. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Sometimes life starts getting you down. That's when I don't say a word. I just pack up and get out of town. Head back to nature. The only way that I like him. On the lake with peace and quiet and an ice cold beer in my hand. I bought a boat from a friend real cheap. Yeah, old Skeeter told me it'd have everything I'd ever need. It came with a pole and a seat and a real nice live wheel too. Perfect size for 10 pounds of ice and a case of brew. 'Cause I like to fish, but I love to drink. Shore. In case I run out of bait, it's just a short walk down to the store. And I ain't buying minnows, don't want their blood on my hands. I'm gonna catch me a buzz with them pop top aluminum cans. 'Cause I like to fish. But it ain't as bad as you think. 'Cause I like to fish, but I love to drink. I said I like to fish, but I love to drink. Yeah, I like to fish, but I love to drink.
Papa Bear Norton, I like to fish, but I love to drink. Total Country, Bob FM. Perfect song for the four outdoorsmen who have assembled. They are here now in the building getting ready to do their thing.
That's a true Minnesota song title right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just, it's lived by, I'd say, the majority of Bob Country.
We Lake all, life.
Yeah. Yep. And this is the season. I hope you're out there close to the water at least.
We are. We're staying on Rush Lake up in central Minnesota here.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Only one more night, though, huh?
Except it's been so hot.
It has been unbearably hot. And I, you know, every winter, somebody is going to pull the line, like, why do we live here? Yada, yada. I think that in the summer, because I don't mind winter. It's a lot easier to warm up than it is to cool down. So on days like this, when it's just, like, unbearable outside,
yeah,
that's when I'm like,
oh. You can take off so many shirts,
yeah,
right?
Right, and then the cops get called. So warming up is a lot easier.
Well, that's your sidekick who takes off his shirt all the time. Who's that guy that you do your little promotions with?
Bert Kreischer? Oh, no, Jeff Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been shirtless more than I'd like to admit here in the Bob Studios. Now, with that image in our brains, we got to take one more break and then come back to close out this show with Troy Castellano. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to aurora-asphalt.com for a free, quick estimate.
I don't know about you, but when I'm craving barbecue, nothing else will do. I need those sweet, sticky, saucy ribs, smoked brisket, pulled pork, and don't forget the sides. cowboy beans with barbecue sauce and brisket, coleslaw, fries, and of course, mac and cheese. Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids is where I go to get my fix. Handcrafted burgers, fries cooked in beef tallow, daily specials, and the best barbecue north of the Red River. Jelly Bean and Julia's, 2501 Coon Rapids Boulevard.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The big focus in America today is on your health, and more people are looking beyond pills and steroids and surgery. It's Neil for QC Kinetics. At QC Kinetics, they've been on the cutting edge of this medical revolution since 2018. Using regenerative medicine, they've helped tens of thousands of people get lasting joint pain relief using natural treatments that harness your body's own healing power. The truth is, regenerative medicine used to be an alternative treatment, but now it's mainstream, and QC Kinetics is the nation's leader. Their well-respected protocols include potent and powerful cellular-level treatments to revitalize and restore damaged joint tissue. They're not masking the pain. They're going after the very source of it. Yes, you can say goodbye to that chronic pain and live your best life. Learn more about this revolutionary treatment and get a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now. 612-254-7123. 612-254-7123. That's 612-254-7123.
Total Country Bob FM.
The Homegrown Show. Brandon Backstrom here with Troy Castellano. And dude, an hour just flies by. We do too much talking off air. We need to do like just a podcast together.
What do you mean?
Hasn't a full, it only like, been 2 hours?
It's only been 10 minutes. What it are you talking not. About?
It's been 60 just about, man.
Yeah. Crazy.
The four outdoorsmen are staring at me through this window. Like, you better have us start on time this.
Don't cut into my time.
All right. Well, we do have to wrap things up. But so let's remind people where they can find you online, where they can see you next here in Minnesota, which I know is the state fair on the 24th.
Yep, I believe. Okay, you can find anything about my music and social media, troycastellano.com, all there. And if you are on social media, Instagram or Facebook, drop a note, drop a comment, follow me, man. We need all of that, all of those fans that we can get to, you know, so we can introduce their music to.
It's about building a community.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing, you just announced it here, I'll be playing the Bob stage at the State Fair Sunday, August 24th, and I believe I'll be doing a vinyl release, I'll announce more about that, but that Saturday before, so August 23rd, I'll
Very
be
cool, I can't wait to get it. And one of the songs that's going to be on there, First Class?
Yeah, First Class will be on there. This one I just put out, and this one actually, so this is songwriter stuff. I'll try to keep this short as possible. My mom passed away. I got a box of possessions, and in this box was a stack of letters. I remember my father left our family, four kids and a wife, for like 6 months. He went to a trade school. We were destitute. I remember we were getting church cheese and powdered milk and living on, you know, very limited funds. And my dad said, hey, I got to go make a better family. I got to leave. And during that period, we were so broke, he couldn't afford long distance calls. So he was writing letters every day. And then the idea for the title First Class came to me with, I read through these letters actually, and it was like professing about how he'll never leave his family in this state again, and things are going to be so much better. And what I noticed is like he stepped up for the first class airmail and paid the high postage, you know? And it was like, not only was it the first class stamp and the first class mailing, it was like how first class he was.
Yeah.
You know, like to
That's a good man right there.
Yeah. And it was just really, It was moving for me, and I wanted to write about that. So that this is this song.
Well, just knowing you as I do, I know that both your parents must have been awesome. So
yeah, they were great. So blessed to have good parents. So
well, thanks a lot for hanging out with us. We'll do it again live from Minnesota get-together. I'm looking forward
awesome,
to that.
You are awesome, brother.
We're going to close things out here with First Class. Next week on the Homegrown Show, we're hanging out with Mark Stone. Four Outdoorsmen coming up next. Keep your knob right here on Bob. We'll catch you next time. Until then, peace.
He went 1,000 miles from home to learn a new trade. 4 young kids and a wonderful wife depending on him. Living broke went on for far too long. Took a suitcase full of clothes, his last few bucks, a table lamp, a book of stamps, paper and a pen. He couldn't afford his long distance calls, so he wrote every word down, dreaming of the day that he'd be back home. Wrote a note to each of us, sending all of his love, but most of all he was longing for her touch. And even when he was down to his last bit of cash, every letter sent was first class. Some coffee and schoolwork made up his days. Yeah, money was tight, so he'd spend his nights down at the YMCA. Spend pennies on gifts to bring back home, wishing he could spend a whole lot more. But he's staying strong, 'cause he's working on a better life. He couldn't afford those long distance calls, so he wrote every word down, dreaming of the day that he'd be back home. Wrote a note to each of us, sending of all he was longing for her touch, knowing that those times they weren't gonna last. Every letter sent was first class. Couldn't afford those long distance calls, so he'd write every word down, dreaming of a day that he'd be back home. Write a note to each of us, sending all of his love, but most of all he was longing for her touch.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis St. Paul.
Bob FM.